Today's Mishabur Yomi is Mishabur Yomi for Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Dalad. It is Mishabur Yomi for Tuesday, August 5th, one day before Rachel's birthday. Lo yaktub l'maher lahadliko ba'od hayom gadol. A person should not go ahead and light too early on Friday when there is still a lot of Friday left before Shabbos, meaning too many hours before Shabbos. Sh'az eino nikar shemadliko l'chvot Shabbos, because then it's not clear that you are being madlik for the kavod Shabbos. In other words, we're talking here even if you lit after plaga mincha, but you did not mekabel Shabbos right away, and that would be a problem of lighting too early, disconnected from your Kabbalah Shabbos. V'gam lo ya'acher, and also you should not go ahead and light too close to the Zman, because maybe what will happen is you will, okay, push it off past the Zman that is permissible. It might get too close to Shkia, and you might actually miss Shkia. In Reitzel Lahadlik Nerba Odi Ayom Gadol, and if you want to go ahead and light when it's still day, Ulakabel of Shabbos Miyad, and then be Makabel Shabbos, Rasha, that's okay. Kikavan Shemakabel of Shabbos Miyad Ainzu Akdama. Because if you're Makabel Shabbos early when it is still day, then it is not a problem of being Makdim. So therefore, there's no problem, let's say, in the summer. If you make an early Shabbos and you're lighting early, well before Shkia, this is not going to be a problem of being Makdim, because you're being Makabel Shabbos right away. This is the Tosfos that you guys all should remember from Perek Revi. Okay, remember Daf Chav Zayin in Perek Revi. Uvavad Shiyeh Liplaga Mincha L'mala. Then he points out it has to be at least from Plaga Mincha and onwards. Shusha Revi Akodam Alayla, which is an hour and 15 minutes, Shaz Manios, before the night. Vayim Lekaman Rama, Vayim Lekaman Sin Reish Sam of Zayin. And he points out, V'maya Ner Daluk Miba'od Yom Gadol, if the Ner was lit from before, when it was day, yichabenu, a person should blow out the candle, v'yatsa v'yadlikenu l'tzara Shabbos, and you should always be lighting the candle l'tzara Shabbos. You can't use a candle that was not lit l'tzara Shabbos, even if it was lit after plaga mincha. It has to be lit l'tzara Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah says, ba'oda yom gadol haynu kishuhu zman harbei kodem tosev Shabbos, means you're not allowed to go ahead and light if it's very significantly before when you were Makabel Shabbos as Tosefa Shabbos. Uzman Tosefa Shabbos as Shulchan Aruch Huma'at Kodem Sof Ashkia. And Tosefa Shabbos, according to Shulchan Aruch, okay, has to be at least a little bit before Sof Ashkia, right? If you remember, according to the Mechaber, Sof Shkia is 58 and a half minutes after sunset. Vayim Ber Halacha, Vayim B'Simen Reish Samach Al, B'Shabura Sif Katan Chav Gimel. Check out Simon Reish Samach Alv, Mishabura Siv Katan Gimel, the Mashkinan Shamu, where he concludes there, the Misha Poresh Atzma Mimalacha, someone who refrains from Malacha, Chati Shah, a half hour, or Al Kolponim Shlisha, or at least 15 minutes, right? We do 18 to 20 minutes, Yishalayim do 40 minutes, Ashrei Lo, this is a great thing, do Yotze Bezeh, they call Rishonim, this way he will be Yotze, all the different shittas have shown him. So it's good to always add in about a half hour, 15 minutes to a half hour, 18, 20 minutes, 40 minutes Yishalayim. That would be for Tosefes Shabbos. So that's fine. If you light right before that, that is okay, because you were Makabel Shabbos early. But if you light significantly before that time when you're Makabel Shabbos, okay, that will be a problem of Lo Yaktim, and you should not go ahead and do that. Lo Ya'acher. Okay, you also should not go ahead and postpone your lighting. Hainu hecha shehu madlik b'tzimtzum. That means if you're being madlik very, you know, being mitzamtzim b'sov zman ha-mutter. You're being very careful to do it right around the end of the time when it's mutter, right up until right before shki, a couple of minutes. That's a problem. The problem is because perhaps, you know, either way, okay, you will miss the Zman, and this is a big chshash. Va'ela el be, you know, over safek melacha d'oraisa. Va'ela el b'simen reish samach beis of kanyid alf mishnah brurah. Then he says, Sivkan Yud Zayin, Ulekabel Lav, if you go ahead and you're Mekabel Shabbos right away, even if you're lighting when it's still day, it's not a problem. What does he mean? Lekabel Lav, Hayashi Yifrosh Atzmo Mikol Melachos Asuros, meaning you are now Mekabel yourself to be separate from all Melachos Asuros, Vafilu Miosum Zvarim Shehem Asurim Midrabanan, even those things that are Asurim Midrabanan. Then he points out that you have to do it at least from Plaga Mincha. Ulamala. I'll call the Plaga Mincha, ain't Kabbalah so Kabbalah. Before Plaga Mincha, your Kabbalah is not a Kabbalah, af b'diyevet, even b'diyevet. But ain't b'simon reish samachal, sifkat and chafei, Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, Yud Tes, Halayla, Hainu. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, okay, it is an hour and 15 minutes. Plaga Mincha is an hour and 15 minutes, Shalos Manios. Hainu says Shosha Kochavim, before it says a Kochavim. However, if you remember the Das HaLavush VaHagra, the Das HaLavush and the Gra is the Plaga Mincha Ushar Via Kodem HaShkia. It's an hour and 15 minutes Shavuos Manios before Shkia. So it comes out as follows. Let's say you have, okay, a 6-to-6 day, okay, so a 6-to-6 day from Alois until Seis. So it comes out that the Zman Plaga Mincha, according to the Mechaber, is right at exactly an hour and 15 minutes, 75 minutes before Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay? The Gra and Levush would obviously be significantly before that, because you'd be taking Shavuos Manios, and although the Shavuos Manios will be smaller, obviously be less than 75 minutes, okay, you're subtracting it from Shkia, which would then give you, right, a significant amount of time, you'll have a good hour, okay, before Shkia for Plaga Mincha on a 6-to-6 day. Now, obviously the hours will be longer, and it'll be, okay, when you're dealing in the summer's manim. Okay, that's why, you know, we have Plaga Mincha. It's more than an hour before Shkia when you're in the summer months. Now, what the Be'al Lacha points out, and very striking though, is that if you go with the Mechaber's Zmanim, okay, Plaga Mincha on a 6-to-6 day, right, is 75 minutes. And that's only 3 minutes before Shkia Rishayna. So it comes out that according to the Mechaber, you only have 3 minutes before sunset to go ahead and to light. And before that, you can't light at all. If you wait past the 3 minutes, then you're going to be missing the Zman of Shkia according to the Gra. So we have a big problem. If you light before what? If you light before 75 minutes, 3 minutes before sunset, Shkia Rishayna, you're not going to be Yotze at all according to the Shulchan Aruch. If you're going to light, okay, anything but 3 minutes before, okay, Shkia, and you move over Shkia, which is sunset according to the Gra, you'll be over Safek Melacha D'Oraisa. So what do you do? And the truth is, even in that three minute span, according to the Levush and the Gra, you have the problem of Lo Ya'acher. You can't light so close to Shabbos. So that's what the Be'al Lacha points out, that based on the Ramah earlier, we are makel when it comes to the issue of Tosefes Shabbos and accepting Shabbos early. We all at least go from 18 minutes, 20 minutes before sunset, even though that will not, on some days of the year, that will not fulfill Kabbalah Shabbos according to the Mechaber. But he says we don't worry about that. And for sure, in the summer months, when Makabel Shabbos early, okay, that is for sure going to be significantly before the plague of the Shulchan Aruch. But he says you don't have to worry about that. So what it comes out is that we who follow the Gra, the Olam who follows the Gra, maybe the Sanzer Kleisenbergers in Netanya, they might light already after regular sunset, because they go pure Mechaber, but we already light, as long as it is already Plag HaMincha, according to the Levush and the Gra, which would be an hour and 15 minutes, Shavuos Manios before Tchila Shkia,
astronomical sunset, that would be okay. Let's continue on in the Mishnah Brura. So he says, "Ulekulei alma, right? Shah revia zu he shah azmanias." And everyone holds that the shah revia that we're talking about is shah azmanios. You divide, okay, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rabbeinu Tam, you divide from alois until tseis by 12. According to the Levush and the Gra, you divide between hanates and shkia by 12. Okay, da'inu shemischale kol yom l'shneim asar chalakim. You divide the day into 12 chalakim, l'fi sha'osav, according to its hours. Okay, 12 is going to, you divide by 12, that's going to be the hours. Bein shu horachu katsar, whether it's going to be a 55 minute hour, whether it's going to be a 72 minute hour, that's halachic hour. And therefore, he says, La Shulchan Aruch Mischalek, it's according to Shulchan Aruch, we split it from Alosa Shachar until Tseis. That's what she does for Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Ula Halavush, the Shita of the Magen Avram. That's the Shita of the Magen Avram. Okay? And the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Ula Halavush, the Hagra, Mizrichas Hashemesh Ad Hashkia. And the Lavush and the Gra, okay? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avram, they go from Alois until Tseis, Ulavush Vagra, it's from Zrichas Shemesh until Shkia, it's from Netzachama until astronomical sunset. Okay, Mibaod Hayom Gadol. Right, it was a Shkia in Sivkan Yates, it means astronomical sunset. That's how the Gra, if you remember, assesses sunset. Okay, it means Tchilas Shkia. Sivkan Chaf, Mibaod Yom Gadol. So he says, "Afilu im haya achar plag hamincha." Even if this was after plag hamincha, it's still going to be a problem if you did not go ahead. It's still going to be a problem if you not go ahead and light that candle for the sake of Shabbos. Umayri shaya daluk l'inyan acher. It was lit for some other reason, for Friday purposes, not for Shabbos. Aval im hidlik l'tzara Shabbos. If you lit l'tzara Shabbos. So even if you weren't mekabel Shabbos, it's halakha. You don't have to blow it out. You should not have lit so early. Because it's not clear that you're lighting up the Torah Shabbos. But since you're not being mekabel Shabbos, you're not making the bracha yet. But the Eved Shapir dummy, it's okay. So it comes out as follows. If you're going to light, okay, if you're going to light with a bracha before your makabel Shabbos and it's still day, that is wrong. That is improper. It's usher to do. Okay? You can't do that. It's not a good halakha. If you have a light that was already lit, okay? So it's ideal to blow it out and light again. But b'di'evet, it depends. If you lit for Shabbos and it was after plag mincha, and you lit for Shabbos, you could use that light b'di'eved, even if, okay, you did not blow it out, as long as, obviously, when you make the bracha, and you're doing the mitzvah of halakas neros with the bracha, you're mekabel Shabbos immediately, right away afterwards. If, after plag mincha, you did not light it l'tzara Shabbos, you lit it for Friday purposes, then you would not be able to, later on, go ahead and make a bracha, and do your hadlaka on that nair that you lit before, you have to blow it out and make the bracha again. Ad kan, b'chol, doisa.